sticks outside the front. The front where...
I thought that was like code for like some like whore or something like that.
No, just fucking irritating.
Oh, was that fucking up?
Yeah, two fucking pieces fell out. I'm fucking pissed. I'm just fucking irritated. Welcome everybody to the podcast. I'm in a bad fucking mood. This is our third fucking try at this, too.
Third?
God. Oh. We tried to set it back up and tried again after it failed the first time, so I'm counting that as a try. Third time's a charm. Maybe I'll be in a better mood by the end of the podcast. Doubt it, though. Because fuck that wall outside and fuck concrete and masonry work. Jesus. Let me pull up the docket. Here we go. Podcast topics.
All right.
So, it's kind of lost some steam, but Battlefront 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2, just the sheer stupidity of EA.
Oh, yeah, because you've been playing that, that 10-hour trial, and I hadn't even bothered, because I don't have access to it anyway. But
it's a mediocre game at best, and just the whole loot box fiasco, because at first it was like 60,000 to get Luke and Vader, and they cut it by 75%. Mm-hmm. To 15,000, but then when you beat the game, the credits you get for beating the game is also cut to 75%. So instead of getting like, I think 20,000, you only got 5,000 for beating the game.
So the end, that doesn't really make any sense.
No.
The whole logic behind that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, and I've played a few games, and I've averaged between like 100 and 500 credits per game. Mm-hmm. And the 500 credits was a game where I was the MVP and the best player of the game, so I got like two little bonus things at the end. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm only getting 500 credits for that,
it's gonna take you a while.
Yeah, it's gonna take you a while to earn those up. And I don't know, the game's just not worth it to me. Like, it's like what we talked about on the first attempt of the podcast, it's not worth $60. I'm literally gonna wait till it goes to the vault on EA
Access. And then maybe you'll remember it, and then maybe you'll play it.
And then I'll play it for free. I'll finish the story mode, because you can't finish the story mode. On the 10-hour trial, they cut it off after three levels, because it's only like...
Really?
It's only like 4 hours worth of story mode.
Wow.
Four or five hours. Wow, so really... So, okay, so the thing is, 10 hours... You get 10 hours of gameplay, and you only get to do 4 hours of...
Yeah, and from the people who, like, beat the story mode...
Wow.
It's
like 5 hours.
Apparently, it doesn't... It doesn't even, it doesn't even end, like, with a definitive ending. It sets it up for DLC down the road.
Oh, no! Yeah, so. What?
Why?
This is why I really don't play any of your games. Like, you don't have any games I want to play, and the games I do kind of want to play, they do that now, apparently.
Yeah. It seems to be the ongoing trend, and I'm not sure that I'm really feeling
it. If you want to make a mobile game for consoles and PC, give it to us for free, and then we will buy the loot boxes.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to do the whole mobile thing, because that's what you're doing a mobile game on a console, then just put the game out for free, or like $10.
Right.
And then people can buy the loot boxes if they want, or they can just
you'll
play
make
it.
Your money back with...
Oh, also, another thing they do is, like, the easiest way to get credits is to play the arcade mode, but after you've played it for so long, it doesn't let you play anymore. You have to wait, just like a mobile game.
Are you serious?
Serious.
So Battlefront 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard
pass.
Yeah, I won't be playing that game. I didn't particularly like the first one that much.
Yeah, like I said, it's a mediocre game. And all the loot boxes on it just make it even worse. Like, I'd probably give it like a 7.5 without the loot boxes. With the loot boxes, a 6.
Well, what if they did it similar to how Overwatch did it? Would you have still given it a 6? And you know what I mean by similar to how Overwatch did
it. Yeah, but I mean, you still... But it's not the same. I mean, you'd have to change so much in the game, because you need to earn credits in order to buy... hero characters you want to play, and it's not a class-based game like Overwatch. I mean, it's completely different. So, I mean, if they did the loot boxes differently, I can't even say that, because I don't even know what the game would look like if they didn't do it that way. So,
okay, alright.
No, but the fact that you get crafting materials and cards that make your character better in loot boxes than you can buy loot boxes, that's the problem. So,
Well, so the point that you brought up in our first attempt, in Overwatch, in GTA, When you use real world money, you're buying exactly what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that's what I have a problem with Overwatch with, is like, if I use my real world money, I'm buying a chance to get what I want.
Right.
Yeah.
Where, like we were talking about in GTA, you know, if I want to use real world money to buy a yacht, I get that yacht. Yeah. I don't buy a loot box and hope for a yacht and get
that's my problem with using real money with Overwatch. Yeah, as well. Because, you know, if I buy a loot box and not get what I want, I'm just going to get angry.
Yeah, if I buy a loot box and get nothing but sprays, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So. Nobody, I don't want to waste my money just to be angry.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, because that's really shitty.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I don't know, people who go to Redskin games. They blew a
That's why we are
They
here.
Blew a 15-point fucking lead, and it's tied right now.
What?
Yeah.
They tied it?
Yeah, they tied it.
How did that... Oh, my God.
Because the defense just let them march down the fucking field. And that's another reason.
I'm glad
With 3 minutes and 14 seconds left, from when I went downstairs, they scored... It was like 31-22?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Fourth quarter, mind you. So, good job, Redskins.
Yep.
Good consistent.
Moving on. So I'm glad you're here for this. Amazon is going forward with a Lord of the Rings TV series.
I saw that, and all I can ask is why.
Because they can. And Izzo and I were kind of talking about it. It's like, it's one of those things, it's the game, the move. I feel we got the definitive version of that. I really don't see...
the point?
The point of it, yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Because I did see that they're going forward with it, and... When I saw that headline, I didn't even click on the article. I just, because it's just like, why? Because the movies were fantastic. Granted, I only saw two of them once. It was the last two. I'd only seen them in the theaters. Mainly because when you try to watch those movies, you want to watch all three of them.
Right.
But you also want to watch the special edition, extended editions. So, literally, you are probably going to be sitting in front of your TV for, like, 18 hours.
Right.
Because they're like, almost four-hour movies. So, I mean, that's at least a day.
Yeah.
You really have to plan an event. And
you are terrible at math. Yeah. You watch all three of them, you're
sitting
down
for 18
hours.
Yeah, I know. 12, yeah, I know.
I was gonna rock with them and be like, yeah. I'm good with it.
Special features, Josh. Special features.
I was doing the math in my head. I was like,
no,
does it get to 18 at all?
The special features are at least 2.5 days
I
long.
I was exaggerating for one. But yes, it's actually more like 12. But still, that's an entire day. The one time I tried to do that, I made it through the fellowship, and then I went home. Because I wasn't at my house, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was, it's hard to try to get those out there, get all of those out of there. But I don't see the point of doing it when the movies are so well done. And outside of they're trying to get a cash grab, and honestly, I don't see that show being any better than the movies. In fact, I probably see them being far worse.
Honestly,
I don't know about far worse, but I'm just saying, like, we have a definitive version, and I don't think enough time's passed to be like, oh, let's go make it again, kind of thing. Like
yeah,
that.
That's another thing.
Because my whole thing is, like, I don't mind a reboot or a remake or a reimagined if you're doing something, if you feel you can do something different and better. Like the Star Trek reboots, you know, they're doing something completely different, and in my opinion, better, because Star Trek's terrible. Until JJ got his hands on it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Alright, boring maybe?
I will give you boring because they do talk a lot of intergalactic politics and notions. I will give you, it can be kind of boring at times. I wouldn't say that about the movies before JJ Abrams. Maybe
they're doing something different. Yeah. They're doing something better.
Yeah.
And like the thing.
That was
a remake.
Yeah.
I mean, that did something different and better. And that was closer to the book. So I mean, there are ways to do, like, you can do remakes and make them good and make them acceptable. But I just feel I don't see where a TV series is going to make it better. And like we said when we first started to do the podcast, I feel Lord of the Rings going off the air. Everyone's rushing to get the next Lord of the Rings. Not Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, sorry. Everyone's rushing to get the next Game of Thrones. And so Amazon's like, well, we're going to get a tried and true thing of Lord of the Rings. But again,
But I don't know if that's really the case, though, because historically, movies, great movies that have been adapted to TV shows have never done very well.
No. And vice versa for the most part, too.
Well, exactly.
So,
maybe, and I brought this up yesterday, maybe with the exception of what Marvel's doing with their movies and having Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're now in their fifth season.
Which is shocking to me.
But to me, though, it's not, though, because if you've actually watched it up to this point, it's actually pretty good. In my opinion, it's actually pretty good.
I kind of got tired mid-season of three. Whenever Ward got taken over by that guy.
Yeah.
And I was tired of seeing Ward, honestly.
Well,
I was really tired of seeing Ward.
You really won't see him too much after that season.
Well, I already know. I already know. Spoiler alert. I already know what happens to him. Yeah. Again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they keep bringing him back, so they might find a way.
Well, in true comic book form, they keep bringing him back, yes. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, they found a way.
I got tired of them depending on him. But I did want to check it out when Ghost Rider was brought in, but I was like, I'd have to go back and finish watching that second half of that season, and I don't want to.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's tough.
But. So, yeah, I just feel like there's no point in doing it, and they're going to do it. But.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Well, I also feel like when I say it far worse than the movies, I feel like, I say that because of the fact I feel like it's going to be compared heavily to the movies, and if it doesn't live up, then people are going to drop off.
Well, of course. I mean, they're just going to not watch it. Just what it's going to be.
Oh, no.
You set up a great expectation of...
Oh, no. This is... Sorry, we have some late breaking news because we are filming this on Sunday as opposed to Friday.
Is it about Panthera?
No, it's about the Justice League. So we were going to go and talk about the Justice League estimated score and things like that.
I want to hear about this.
So the box office totals for this weekend domestically are in.
Already?
Oh yeah. Well, they always have them come out like.
I saw a projection.
I'm gonna have you guess.
It was low.
Nelson, what is your guess?
I'm gonna go with the projection I saw. Which
I will say before you guess, so I'll give you guys a clue. Thor opened at, I believe, 121 million. So Thor opened up at 121 million. That's your basis for a November superhero.
70.
I was going to go 64.
96 million, which is 14 million below expectation.
That was actually the projection.
It got a drumming.
Their projection was actually over 100.
Which...
Not the projection I saw.
The film expected to earn 110 million in American cinemas. It did do better internationally. Got 185 million a national.
That's not saying much though, because Thor murdered the international market.
Yeah.
In its first week.
So I'm wondering what Thor's take was this weekend because it's in its third week.
Thor is currently from the last I guess numbers that I saw was like 521 mil.
Yeah, Thor took in 21 million this weekend.
Wow.
So
for a third weekend, you know, that's
actually really good.
Yeah,
that's
terrible. That is a drumming for Justice League.
So what's what's their budget? That's what I want
to
know.
It was estimated between $250 to $300 million.
Ooh. Yeah, it was really expensive.
Maybe even more considering they did all those reshoots. So. Yeah.
Well.
But
that's a ugly.
Yeah.
Because I think Thor's budget was like 180, and they.
They knocked it out of the park the first weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, because that was, I saw an article that was WB's biggest fear that Thor would blow it out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And it
did. Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, it doesn't get much better for Justice League. Like, maybe they can make up some for the Thanksgiving weekend, but you got Star Wars just around the corner. So
yeah, and that's going to do a killing.
Yeah, and considering probably a lot of people stayed away this weekend because of the reviews. I haven't seen enough word of mouth reviews, so I do have some choice picks. Because WB were signed up to do to go to screens and stuff like that. It didn't work out this time for us to go to the screening of Justice League. Cause it's just too far away on Tuesday.
Just
because
I'm paranoid, I'm gonna check my phone.
go on. But granted, these are some fan giveaways. These are tickets that were given out to fans for a pre-screening for Justice
League.
For free, yeah.
Okay.
These are some of the reviews,
and they all declined.
I got an email from WB like, oh, this is what the fans are saying, blah blah blah.
What are the real fans saying? That's what I want to know.
Love the AVX experience. Not sure what that is. Maybe it's a theater experience. AVX. Always a good movie from DC. I enjoyed the movie. Lots of action. 4 stars. And I didn't put any, I didn't leave anybody's name on these things. Like the movie, then plenty of action. The action, I'm sorry, the acting was great. The plot was right on, and the movie had a lot of surprises. 4 stars.
Did Sean write that?
I know, I'm reading this verbatim. These are
I was going to ask, did Vic write that?
These are copy and pasted from the email from I got. Yeah, okay. From WB. Yeah. I loved the movie. It was so much better than The Avengers. Bullshit. It was fun, funny, visually stunning, and exciting. Gal Gadot is the perfect Wonder Woman. 5 stars.
Okay, awesome. I'll give you that.
Now this,
that comment, I'll give you that.
Now this fan's a dickhead. Awesome, especially when Superman, two words for them, not one word, gets revived. 5 stars. Like, fuck you, spoilers. Like, we all knew he was coming back, but still. Awesome movie.
But how many of us are actually going to really run out to go see it? So
yeah, awesome movie. Please let us know about future movie offers, showing that it was free. Thank you for sending us and for the awesome bag. So gift bags were given away.
Filled with money, apparently.
My boyfriend is a huge fan. 5 stars.
It was... Wait, what?
Oh, I'll write a smoke-blowing freaking review if you give me a gift bag full of money.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know if it's a bag full of money. It's probably like swag. Yeah, and this was the lowest rated review on that website. It was better than Batman vs. Superman, which is not really hard to do, but nowhere near as good as Wonder Woman. 3 stars. So the lowest rating from WB's like giveaway website was a 3-star review. And it, as of me writing this up, it stood at a 38 on Rotten Tomatoes and a 46 on Metacritic.
Oof.
So...
I'm not a Marvel fanboy, but that sounds awful.
That does. It's just, I've seen a ton of reviews on that. And even the best reviews from reviewers I trust are like, the plot doesn't make much sense, the villain's lame, the team's fun, and there's action. So that was like, those were like the best reviews I could find from like people whose reviews that I take seriously. Because they're kind of on the same like level as me. So usually if they like something, I'll like something. And usually if they dislike something, they'll... Like, there's a few times where, like, I'll watch their reviews or read their reviews, and I'll disagree, but usually one-to-one comparison with them.
Yeah, they're pretty spot on.
Yeah, so, but that was, like, I think that was kind of the fanboy in them trying to come out. It's like, we've waited for this movie for years and years and years. And I think some people didn't want to give it as bad as a review as they might have. Because you can kind of, especially in the YouTube video ones, you can kind of hear it in their voice and see it in their reactions. They're just like, I'm going to give this a favorable review, but I don't know if I should, kind of thing like that.
Right.
But I'm going to, as soon as my movie pass gets, because after the Rotten Tomatoes score got revealed, I'm like, I'm not paying for that. I'll wait for my movie pass to get here and I'll go see that one day.
Yeah.
I might go see it like Friday.
Yeah, after you said you told me about movie pass, I was like, maybe I'll sign up for that. I don't know. Maybe later.
If they had it in my favorite theater, I would do it.
How?
The Alamo Draft House.
Okay, but how often?
I would go.
You would
there.
Go, but I mean, how many movies do you see a month usually, or how many movies do you see in a year?
Maybe about 5 or 6.
How many of those do you see at Alamo Draft House?
It depends on what it is, because I don't go to Woodbridge. I'll go to Springfield.
I go to Woodbridge if I have to, which with the last movie.
So I would go to Springfield at the very least.
Well, going to a Woodbridge on a weeknight's not bad, but man, when we did a weekend showing, what did we go see, Nelson?
I was gonna say, ask you the same thing. What did we see? We had Sean with us.
No, we didn't. It was just me and you. We went to We had Sean with us when we went to go see.
Oh yeah, Thor. Thor was that was the weeknight. Then what did we see? What did we see before Thor?
I don't know. I can't think of it. But it was like, I was like, should we go to Fredericksburg or Woodbridge? You're like, let's go to Woodbridge. And immediately we regretted that decision when we got to Woodbridge.
So
I mean, not too good. $96 million. I gotta go back and look to compare that to other superhero openings, because I want to say probably not since like Iron Man were superhero weekend openings that low.
But I think back then it
was actually decent.
So does that still count? I mean, it is still technically Sunday, so money should still be rolling in by the end of today, I would assume.
That's the weekend thing. Like, I don't know why it's like Sunday afternoon is when they call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. But that's when they call it, so that's like the money you made the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Like, I've always never gotten that either, because like, I'll see on like my feed or something like that, the weekend box office, it'll be like Sunday morning. Like, but it's Sunday morning.
Right.
But I guess they probably assume, like, they got a good estimate of what it's going to make the rest of Sunday.
Yeah.
You got to think, probably not too many people are seeing movies Sunday night.
Yeah.
When it's not the summertime. So
96 million.
Yeah, I, you know, I think, you know, I would imagine football season's probably a tribute to that too.
Nah. Because this is the time of year when you've got like family coming and stuff like that. That's why they released it this weekend. But
and they still did that badly.
I guess Wonder Woman couldn't really save it.
The Redskins fucking lost. How do you lose that game? Jesus. So pathetic.
Josh, I hate you. God. You did this to me.
You're so
Dude, that's why I stopped watching them, man. Like, for real, like, it was like starting to get back in my heart. I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I can't be a fan anymore.
No, it's tough.
No.
It's tough to be a fan. Yeah. That's why I went back to my pre-football watching mentality. I root for the Redskins by not watching them, because if I don't watch them, they have a better chance at winning.
But you didn't watch them, they still lost.
Nah, yeah. They're just
bad. You can't jinx a bad team because they're just bad.
Yeah.
But, not Justice League bad, though.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Oh, man. But I guess there's post-credit scenes. I don't know if I want to watch.
Like, there was two of them from whatever.
Yeah, I guess they set up future movies.
Yeah.
But
future movies that ain't going to get made. Oh!
I'm willing to bet one sets up Flashpoint, so they can just, like, do a soft reboot.
That'd be nice. Yeah. But I did see... did you see who they're thinking about getting to play Batman if Ben Affleck exits?
Jake Gyllenhaal,
yeah. I was like, how do you feel about that?
I don't really care that much for Jake Gyllenhaal.
I like Jake.
I mean, I
don't know that I like him as Batman.
I like him, but I don't know how I feel about him as Batman.
I always like Jake Gyllenhaal better when he's playing terrible people. Like
in Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler, yeah.
That was a great movie, yeah.
But no, I'm not like, Jake Gyllenhaal does not move the needle for me. Like, if you're like, oh, let's go see the new Jake Gyllenhaal movie, like...
Yeah, I mean, I like him, but at the same time, he's not going to sell me on a movie, really.
No, it's like I would, if I was WB, I would do a hard, I don't know, like Jake Gyllenhaal, he got in shape for that boxing movie.
Yeah, for Southpaw.
But he's not big, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's a small dude. It's like, I don't know if I want a small dude playing Batman. This ain't the Michael Keaton era where you can give him lifts in a rubber suit. I mean, we're in the era where you got like a 6'4", 6'5", guy playing Thor and Chris Hemsworth. 6'3", and Chris Evans playing Cap, you know, Batman needs to be big.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I think if I was WB, I would take the Marvel approach and not necessarily cast big stars. If you look at the Marvel movies, like, these guys are all big stars now, but and Sam Jackson, I don't count, because he's more or less a cameo role. He's not one of the major players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But with the exception of Scarlett Johansson, none of the people Marvel has cast for their main superhero roles were, like, really big stars. Like, yes, you could say Robert Downey Jr., but he was a pariah in Hollywood.
Yeah, he was coming. That was his comeback. He was trying to make his comeback, and that is what got him there.
Yeah, that was his comeback. I mean, Chris Evans, people, like...
I mean, he did shit.
People knew his face, but no one would be like, if you said, let's go see the Chris Evans movie, people were like, who?
No,
you'd have to be like, oh, the jock from freaking Not Another Teen movie?
Yeah, or Human Torch.
Yeah.
But, and then Chris Hemsworth, if you're not from Australia, you have no idea who he was before Thor.
Yeah.
We were like, the guy that played Kirk's dad in the reboot?
Yeah, he was just tall and skinny. I don't know about that.
Then he got jacked.
Yeah, so I think I didn't like the casting of Henry Cavill as Superman just because I find him boring. He doesn't have any charisma to me.
Mm.
And you could kind of say the same thing about Christopher Reeves, but Christopher Reeves had this all-American boy look, which is kind of what Superman, you know, represents.
Yeah.
Mm. To where he, I don't know, and he had that smile, like he...
But he was also an unknown, so that was more of the Marvel route before it was a route that Marvel took.
Well, that's because no one gave a shit about superhero movies.
Exactly. You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about with Superman, the original Superman movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind
of... Well, that's what I was saying. Chris Reeves was still an unknown.
So Henry Cavill was kind of an unknown to most people then. So that was maybe a step in the right direction, though. He's kind of a wooden actor. That could be all down to directing, too, because I don't think Zack Snyder's a good director.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, that didn't do so well. We got to make a splash. Ben Affleck is Batman. I was like, great, cast the guy almost 50 years old to play Batman. Fantastic.
Yeah. That was the most random casting.
Now, didn't they pick up J.J. Abrams for Justice League?
No, Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon.
He did the reshoots and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah.
He did his best, but apparently it wasn't enough.
I don't know. He's been not
fixing Firefly.
He's been on, like...
A decline?
A decline, man. Like, he peaked with Avengers, And I think that burned him out so bad because Age of Ultron wasn't as good as it could have been.
Right.
And then he did Then he did a couple movies after that just that didn't get like.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't even
know. That didn't get the like. Well, they were more like independent kind of films, but they didn't get the critical success that he usually gets.
Yeah.
So I just think he kind of peaked and now he's kind of on a downslope.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think he was going to be the saving grace that DC hoped he would be.
Right.
Yeah, I think that there was just such an uphill battle in that particular role that I just didn't know what he could have brought to the table. Because I also thought that he was still pretty burnt out from Age of Ultron.
Probably.
I just didn't. I didn't know he had movies after that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really did.
And granted, with some of the news that's come in about the way he treats female actors and stuff like that.
No, is he a part of that hit list too? Pretty much.
I don't have the details, but he's like a big misogynist. Apparently, like his ex-wife like blew up his spot. So maybe with all that stuff on the rise, like, I need to get a big payday before I'm thrown in this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But his stuff came to light before Harvey Weinstein, though.
A lot of detail, though.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, like, he's not doing the Batgirl movie anymore.
Oh, he's not? I didn't know that.
No, he was pulled off that for a while ago.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, so. And there hasn't been any talk after Justice League if he's doing anything more for the DCEU.
Mm-hmm.
So. What are you doing, dog? She keeps walking out, looking at us, and walking back
in. Like, are you guys coming in? Like, no.
The water is fine.
What the hell are you doing, dog? You are weird.
And now I'm...
She's eating all your food.
I'm very curious to see what she's doing, and you know what? I'm about to check that. I don't trust you, dog. What are you doing?
Let's check that Rotten Tomatoes score
for what?
Justice League real quick. She do anything?
No, she's just walking around.
Well, it popped back up to a 40%, so I got some more positive reviews, but didn't help it. Let's see what Metacritic has to say.
So that's a 40 from a 38, right?
Yeah. And on Metacritic, it is still at 46. So
okay.
Still a bad movie.
Yeah.
Got bad reviews, got a bad opening weekend.
Man.
So...
That's just what it is, man.
And that's what happens, like, and with anything in life. Here's a life lesson for everybody. When you rush to catch up, it's not always good. Like, that's the thing. Like, Marvel took its time.
Yeah.
Gave pretty much all these characters their individual movies.
Mm-hmm.
We learned about them as characters, so we didn't have to learn about them in the team-up movie.
Right? Yeah.
And actually, that kind of reminds me of the best meme I've seen so far with the Marvel DC memes. It shows Baron Zemo, and it was like, meticulous plan to tear the Avengers apart, and it worked. And then it was like Lex Luthor brought the Justice League together with emails and making their own logos.
Oh, man.
I think that was maybe the worst part about Batman vs. Superman for me, was they shoehorned in those cameos, and for whatever reason, they had their own logo.
Jason Momoa's cameo in that movie was... both the worst thing I'd ever seen and the most hilarious thing I'd ever seen in my entire
life. Wait, in which movie?
In Batman v Superman, his cameo, which is just a video of him underwater doing this.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
That's not a direction right there.
Yeah. At least with Flash's cameo in that movie, he did something.
I still like how there were logos for them.
It's like, yeah, like, why
do you create a logo for them? And as far as I know from, like, what I've seen from the trailer for Justice League, it's like, the Flash isn't really the Flash. He's just some guy who runs fast. So why would he even have a logo? And no one's referred to Wonder Woman as Wonder Woman in the DCEU as of Batman vs. Superman. So again, why would she have a WW logo?
Plot holes. There.
Yeah.
DC is full of them.
Whew, man. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But I think that's what happens when you try to rush and make something. Just like Universal's trying to do their Dark Cinematic Universe, they're rushing to do that, and that's not working out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
Isn't it pretty much dead?
Not dead, they're just taking a break.
Oh, I thought... Because I remember reading that it was done, like, because it failed. They're like, nope, never mind.
It's in intensive care right now.
So it's in limbo.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, just... I don't know, just...
Take your time, do it right!
Come exactly, on, man. Like, it's you don't have to play catch up with Marvel. It's because you guys never compete on the same. Well, I tried to explain this to somebody who's just stupid. Movies don't compete with each other the same way like the comic industry competes with them. Like Batman and Captain America comic books, for example, they may or may not, are released on the same day. Mm-hmm. They all come out on Wednesday, and so DC always has comics coming out on Wednesday. Marvel always has comics coming out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So you're in direct competition there because you have stuff releasing the same day, and people have limited money. So if I like Batman, Superman, and I like Hulk, Thor, and Iron Man, maybe I can't afford five comic books. Maybe I can only get like two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah,
I mean, yeah. You got to put your in competition because not everybody's going to buy all their favorite superheroes at once. Where movies, though, if you look at this, Justice League comes out 2 weeks after Thor. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman came out like a whole month after Guardians.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not in direct competition with each other because they're never releasing within a week of each other. And so that's the case. Like, one's not... Well, Thor cut into JLA's box office this weekend. but usually they're not going to really cut into each other's box office because by the time one comes out, mm-hmm. The one that came out previously is already on the downside.
Yeah, it's dying down.
Right. Yeah, because... Yeah, so they're not in direct competition, so they don't have to rush to catch up with Marvel. Just take your time and make good movies first and make good individual movies, too. Yeah. Because Phase 1 of Marvel, which maybe might be one of their better phases... Because every movie was a complete story that wasn't trying to tie into the Avengers. They gave you a little stinger post-credits to tie into the Avengers, but each movie was its own individual movie. Like,
yeah.
Captain America, all we'd do with Captain America was show him World War II and then have him get frozen.
Right.
Like, that had nothing to do with the Avengers. That's just what happened in the comics, so we just have to do that story. Iron Man, we just showed the creation of Iron Man. Thor, we showed how he stopped being a dick. Though, I kind of wish they would have done, and I think this comic came out after the first Thor movie, but... The whole how he became worthy way back, like, during Viking times is a really cool story by Jason Aaron in the Thor series, and I do think that came out after the first Thor movie.
Mm.
But something like that would have been cooler than him having being stripped of his powers and then getting them back. It might have been cooler to set him up even before Captain America, where he's using that freaking giant axe and riding an ox.
Mm.
That might have been a cool movie to see.
Yeah.
But that's hindsight. But either way, the Thor movie is still self-contained. Like, they were all self-contained, where the DC movies, Man of Steel was self-contained because they weren't trying to do a cinematic universe at that point. We had a little cameo by a Wayne Enterprise satellite, but that was it.
Mm.
And it wasn't until after Avengers, they're like, oh no, we got to catch up. And I would have much preferred a Batman movie before Batman vs. Superman.
They skipped
a lot of people. Would have.
They skipped a lot. They skipped like four movies.
And right? I could have done without seeing the Waynes getting murdered yet again.
Yeah.
The Waynes and Uncle Ben, I can go the rest of my life without seeing them pop up getting killed in another movie.
Yeah. You know what I'll do if I want to see Uncle Ben die again? I'll watch Spider-Man 1.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do if I want to see Thomas and Wayne Martha die? I'll watch Batman Begins.
That's what I... I'll watch Batman 89. That was the better scene.
Oh, I've never seen... Oh, wait. Yeah, never mind. I thought you said Batman 66 for some reason. I was like, what?
No,
that'd be great if that was in that campy-ass Batman. We're flashing. We're getting dark early.
They died in the Bat-2-see.
Yeah. Then we're going to camp it up. So that's going to do it for this podcast. A very negative podcast. So let's try to go out on something happy. Thanksgiving's coming out. It's coming out.
Theaters near you.
So how about we, for our thoughtable this week, we each say something that we're thankful for. Nelson, start with you.
I'm thankful for a year that was not really shitty for me.
I like it.
All right. Izzo?
I'm thankful for batteries I can attach to my cell phone.
There you go.
I'm thankful for more companies switching over to USB-C because that is the best charging port.
What are we sponsored by USB-C? What's happening?
No, I just really like it. My Pixel was the first thing I got that had USB-C.
I was like, what else do you have?
And then the Switch has USB-C.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I like how more people are switching that because A, no matter what side you have it on, boom, fits in there, plugs in. Where all the other USBs is kind of like, which side?
I just broke my phone!
Yeah, I mean...
The side that has the USB logo is up.
Sometimes that's small, and we're old. Look at you wearing glasses.
Sometimes it's glasses, the dead of night, and I'm in my car, and I can't see the
feel for the logo.
No, actually...
Granted, I don't actually have that problem.
But. One of my favorite means is of a USB drive. It's like, stick it that way, nope, turn upside down, nope, doesn't work, switch it a third time.
What the fuck?
That has happened to me so many times.
Have we actually done that? Yeah. Exactly.
Because that was like, when I'm trying to hook up like the systems back there with the US, the USB port for the Kinect for the Xbox is like, because I can't really see back there, so I can't see the logo. So like, that way's not working. Like five times.
That actually happens to me all the time with you with HDMI. That happens all the time. USB. Yeah, it will happen every once in a while, but HDMI. It's a bigger fucking thing. You would think I would have it memorized. No.
So we ended that positively. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll be back on Friday recording our Black Friday thing. We're gonna have all of our loot that we buy on Black Friday. And I was like previewing all the Black Friday ads. And granted, I did the thing I got for my sister for Christmas probably wouldn't be on a Black Friday sale. Ordered that from ThinkGeek. And then I got, because Best Buy did kind of like a preview Black Friday where they put their ad out last week, and certain things you could buy, so I got my mom something from that. So like Black Friday shaping up, like there's one thing I'm gonna try to get my dad on Black Friday, a couple things for my son, but most Black Friday shopping me.
I'm probably gonna have like one or two things.
And most of it's really gonna be done. Most of it's gonna be done tomorrow because I'm an elite member for Best Buy, it's Monday. It goes on sale online, so I'm gonna buy all that shit. And I already like, because I had a lot of reward zone points saved up. I already cashed those in, so that's ready to go. Fill up my cart tomorrow morning, because I'm gonna get up early to get to work early, so I get what I want. Because the main thing that I want, Google Home Mini, can't fucking wait for that. $29 from Best Buy, and you get a $10 Best Buy gift card. Not sponsored, but I want that Google Home Mini because I love my Google Home. I'm thankful for that too.
Where are you putting that one?
Down here.
That's what I thought.
I'm thankful for my Alexa that I can also ask Google questions on, thanks to AWS.
I'm thinking
you need to get on that.
Yeah, I need to get on it. I'm thankful for my Alexa as well, but I'm also
$30 Home Mini, pretty much, or Google Mini, but that.
I mean, I like them both. I like them both.
I don't care. I want Google. Yeah, I trust Google. I don't trust Amazon.
Yeah. Well, they can run up in your house and you know.
So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll be back on Black Friday. I gotta go play football now.
Yeah.